Hey guys, I'm LT. Welcome to the Shack. Hey, thanks for listening. It sure would help us out if you'd go over and subscribe to the podcast. Then you'll get notifications when Mikey puts a new one up. And you know, whatever platform you're listening on, to us on, you can follow us on LT Wright Knives on Facebook and on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel to see some cool knife videos. Lastly, if you're listening on iTunes, it would be great if you could rate and review us. 5 stars is awesome. If we deserve it, please give us a 5-star rating. It helps everything get out there so other people can find the podcast. You can always email us at info@ltwrightknives.com with any questions. So there you go. That gets the regular stuff out of the way. So, hey, if you've listened to a few of the Shacks, we have talked about some of our favorite things, like I know we did grail trucks, camping setups, winter camping. Mm-hmm. Well, today we thought we would do bags because we all are kind of into bags. Anything from like everyday carry bags to stuff we just keep around the house to maybe stuff we keep in our truck. I know I have a multitude of different bags from different manufacturers that I like. I have a certain bag that I like to fly when I have to go out west or something. There's one that I carry with me every day. I have a lunch bag on top of that. You know, there's just different things. I think we all have our favorites, and then we all have, like, I have some multi-use bags. I also have some pretty specific use bags, and I think we're going to have an opportunity to go over those today. We are running a guy short. Scott is going to be with his mother. His mother, sadly, is in the hospital, so we hope Red has a quick recovery, so he's got to go up there and spend some time with her. So hopefully she gets well real soon and gets back home. But in the meantime, the rest of us are here. So who's all with us today?
I'm here.
Well, like they know, unless they just recognize your voice.
I'm pretty sure by now it's coming through. But I'm Nick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Mikey.
And I'm LT. So we're gonna talk to you about bags and different things. I guess the first kind of question I would have, like, if I'm looking from the outside and I'm looking, maybe first, why would I carry a bag over just carrying stuff in my pocket? Because if you listen to the EDC dump, I carry about 5 pounds of stuff on me. So what the heck do I even need a bag for? So I guess if you're kind of an onlooker, and I was there, well, probably 20 years ago, I did carry a hip pack for a lot of years in the 90s.
A fanny pack.
No, mine was a hip pack because it went in the front. Right?
Okay.
I didn't put it in the back, so it has to be a hip pack. So anyway, I had a really cool one. It was leather. And if they would just be in style, I promise you I'd still carry one today.
Oh, you're coming back.
Did you have a mullet when you did this?
I don't know that I ever had a mullet.
Is there a picture floating around of that?
Like a white T-shirt? Tight jeans, a mullet.
No, but I did have a leather jacket and a black leather hip pack.
Nice.
So I wasn't just your synthetic cool hip pack. It was a black leather one.
Nice.
And I liked it. And it was cool because it could hold my Glock, my car keys, my wallet, cough drops, chewing gum, spare change, you know, all the stuff that I needed to carry in a hip pack. So I was a big fan of hip packs. Well, sadly, when my wife told me that they were out of style, and then a year after that made me quit wearing it, you know, whatever. Then it was like, well, okay, so what do I got to do for carrying a bag? Well, I went through a bunch of different ideas of what I carried back then. And now what I have right now, I have a bunch of different things, and we're going to go over them. But let me see what you guys are thinking. Sammy, why do you carry a bag, or what kind of prompted you to carry a bag? Because you carry a bunch of stuff in your pockets too.
It's for all the stuff that doesn't fit in my pockets, like my iPad and the keyboard and bottles of water.
Yeah, see, iPhones, iPads, all those like technical things that have come on board since 20 years ago. I guess they do constitute a reason to have a bag to carry stuff in too, just to get your intelligent devices.
Smart devices or technology.
Voice, yeah, around with you. So is that the main reason, though, is for your technology or what?
Yeah, otherwise I don't know that I would carry a backpack every day. I don't really see the purpose in it.
Yeah, but I mean, do you carry a lunch in that bag, or you got something completely different?
I don't normally carry a lunch, but when I do slip it down in that bag as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Nick, what prompted you to want to carry a bag? Because, again, you're a 5-pound gear guy.
Oh, man. I am, and many of the gentlemen on the Pout House know this, and all these guys here know this. I am, like, the biggest bag collector around. I always like to have my tool bags, my backpacks. I, too, have some fanny packs. I don't have any leather ones, so you definitely have me there.
Well, I don't know if mine was genuine or imitation, but I just remember it was black leather. Nice. It went with my black leather jacket.
I can't compete with that.
I know what y'all are getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm good. I think that's one bag I would actually turn down.
Unless it had Velcro on the front. See, that back in the 90s, I don't think the bags with Velcro were a thing, so I really didn't. Now, if my hip pack had Velcro on it, I could put some tactical patches, make it cool.
I was about to say, we could probably have a whole episode just about morale patches.
I bet if I did some molly webbing on the front, you'd carry it every day.
Nah, I'm still good.
Now, the difference is Nick's bag, well, between his and mine for sure, his are organized. Do you ever see some of his, like, medical stuff bags?
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid because they're
completely organized. About that.
If you unzip mine, stuff just falls out. You know, so that's a big difference.
But yeah, I actually just got done building the, what do they call it? The bag you take all the diapers and stuff in for your baby.
Diaper bag.
That's it. I'm so glad we're all on the same page.
That was a complicated one.
Right? But I made it.
What do they call that thing?
I made it out of a Maxpedition Jumbo Fat Boy.
So it's tacti-cool.
It is
tacti-cool. I actually had one of those. That's a single strap.
Sling, yep.
Yeah, single sling. Right.
Super heavy duty. There's a place specifically for the wife's gun or my gun, depending who's carrying the bag that day. It's great.
That has a water bottle carrier, like right on the front, right?
Right on the side.
That's a very cool bag. I like that one. I had one and did a trade. I would like that one back.
It was a really good bag.
I love the single sling idea. That is too cool.
It holds like 30 or 40 diapers plus everything else. So, yeah pretty awesome. I'm liking it.
You know, when I had that bag, I used to have it set up for like if we'd go to an event. So I could have water, like, for me and Elaine.
Ah.
Plus, if I bought something. Let's say we were doing an outside event or something, you know, going to a fair. You could stuff it in there or clip. Because didn't they have a clip on the outside that's on the bag?
I think so, yeah. I think there's like, a buckle and a clip. And
so it was a cool bag. And the idea of not wearing it like a backpack, just kind of slinging it over shoulder, loved that. It was a really good bag.
I mean, in the like, realm of man purses, it's a really nice, high-quality one. So
right on.
I like it.
I'm going to have to put that on my list, short list. I like that one a lot. Mikey, what got you into bags?
I was always into backpacking and things like that, so it just was kind of natural to have more stuff than you needed for the day, so to put it in a backpack, and then it kind of transitioned into needing chargers and iPads and laptops and
donuts
Pepsi. And soda and all those things. So it just was a pretty easy transition for me to go from having stuff that I wanted to take with me to put it in a bag and just make it a regular occurrence.
Cool. So I pretty much carry a bag virtually everywhere. Now, the Jeep is set up with multiple bags inside of it. So if I don't have my bag, I probably still cover all my basics, you know, fire, water, shelter, flashlights, tools. They're all within the Jeep. But I mean, I just feel naked anymore if I don't have my bag with me. Well, let's get into kind of what bags we're carrying right now and why. I have a very long short list that I'm going to talk about when it's my turn. Who wants to open up with? Let's start. Let's do simple. Like,
no,
what
you
is
have
that?
To go last because you're going to take up
I'll
the whole
last.
Show.
That's fine.
Okay, let's start with like the one bag you carry almost every day or every day. Like there's that one, and then we'll get out into the like the other mainstream bag. So who wants to go first? Nick wants to go first. All right. The bag you carry every day, what do you got and what is usually in it?
Oh, so, goodness.
All right, I'll go as fast as I can, I promise. So I have, right now, it is winter here. So I have my winter setup, which changes in the summer. But right now I have a modified custom Hill People Gear Ulimdi backpack. And in there I have all my basic essentials, which for me includes a mother of all canteen carriers from Centerline Systems, the Hill People Gear tool roll set up as a first aid kit, and my Lester
River. That's inside the Ulimdi?
Mm-hmm. And my Lester River Boreal shirt.
Which takes up all of the Ulimdi.
No. It fits nicely, though, in a Hill People Gear stuff sack.
Yeah, and the Ulimdi, the way they're made with the top load, it's a fantastic thing to stuff things in. You can actually overstuff that thing more than you can a full zip, in my opinion.
Now, there's a lot of other stuff in there, too, but those are my essentials, so I promise I'd keep it short.
Yeah, so that's your everyday, if you're going to the grocery store, that throat, you take it and throw it in
the
car.
The first time I took my wife out on a date, well, not the first time, it was a couple dates in, I asked her, I said to her, you know, do you ever wonder, like, why I always have this backpack with me? And she's like, no, I just figured it was your crazy-ass prepared bag. Direct quote. And so I knew it was love then, like, for sures. Even more than I did on the first date. It was amazing.
Dig it. All right, who's up?
I'll go.
Okay.
All right, so my everyday 5 days out of the week bag is my Hill People Gear Attaché.
I'm seeing a trend here.
Yes. You're going to hear that name a lot, I have a feeling.
We all really like their products. Yeah.
And they're good people. So I've got all my necessary cords, a small first aid kit, my pipe, and my handgun, my iPad, everything inside the attaché. And the reason that I like the attaché so much is because it attaches directly to the Ulimdi bag for when I have to fly.
That's a good plan. Sammy?
Currently, I'm carrying a Blue Ridge Overland Gear G2G bag.
Ooh.
Which I tried to look on their website today. I did not see it listed.
Is that, but, that's not the map bag, is it?
No, it's bigger than the map bag. Okay. Has a couple more pockets.
Because I like the map bag. I got the map bag.
You should try this other bag. It's way better. I keep my iPad in there, the keyboard for the iPad, a spare battery for my flashlight, and the charger for the battery for my flashlight, two bottles of water, roll of snuff, and a next gen strapped to the front with some Overlandy patches. Cause
For cheesecake.
You never
Overland
know.
Overland patches for cheesecake.
The next gen.
You never know.
It's actually my kayak knife, but since it's not kayak season, it's on my day bag.
Never know when you might run into cheesecake.
This is true.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice setup. It's a nice bag. It's a good size. I've seen you carry it, throw it over the shoulder and go kind of thing. I like that one.
A lot of modularity to that bag, too, because there's straps and molly and all
Velcro
kinds of stuff.
It's got
you don't have anything mollied to it, though, right now, do you?
I have the next gen with, was it the Alti Clip?
Okay, so you don't have another bag like molly
to
it.
I just have that strapped to it. But there's a nice foam divider inside for, like, if you're going to put your laptop or something in it to keep it a little more protected.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay, my everyday go everywhere bag. Now, for a long time, I carried a Tad Gear Fast Light. Right? Was that the one?
Yeah, Fast Light.
And it had a, what was that?
The
protector thing I had on the. Doggone it, you could carry a rifle with it.
The tail. Something tail.
Yeah, I can't think of that name.
Remember what it was called.
Well, I carried that bag for a long time, every day, and it was filthy. Because I carried it everywhere. And finally, like, Elaine's like, you have got to get a new bag. You got to get a new bag. Well, I ended up talking to the guys at Hill People Gear and ended up with an attaché like Mike has. And I love this thing. So what I've done with my attaché is on the front of it, I've grimlocked a Tough Possum bag, if you're familiar with Tough Possum stuff, which I like. Mike, you're going to have to hashtag everybody when we put up the podcast. You're going to have all these. Yeah. So my Tough Possum bag, we actually modified it, put a piece of Kydex on the inside to rigid the back of it, grimlocked it to the face of my attaché, and that's actually my lunch kit. I have Motrin in there. I put my apples, my peanuts or whatever I'm carrying for the day, and my lunch wrap a lot of times. Well, when I bring lunch in a Tupperware container, believe it or not, it fits snugly right behind the Tough Possum bag with friction up against the other one, so it still carries. Works out great. Inside, or I'm sorry, on the end of it, I have on the Molly a Maxpedition water bottle carrier. I think I traded Nick something for that a while back. And it's handy because now I can bring water. I think probably threw a couple patches on that. I have a skeleton key. I believe that's tech. No, it's UltiClip to the strap.
None of us really knows if it's Ulti or Utili, but either way, it's an awesome product. It's a great
clip. So I have a skeleton key clip to my bag. And I carry my iPad. I carry a spiral notebook, like for a journal. Spare pair of socks. I got a first aid kit in there. I have a neck gaiter out of wool that I can use as a hat. A pair of gloves, real small gloves that I keep down inside there. And then inside there, earbuds, extra batteries for my flashlight, extra batteries for my headlamp. I carry a headlamp in there. So I do use this thing. And it does change similar to yours. Like my Genesis that I carry with me everywhere, if it's not on my hip, it's in that bag. Probably a spare 50 rounds of 9mm in that bag. There's just all those things that are in there. Spare reading glasses, eye drops, whatever I need. It does change out a little bit. But what a fantastic bag. And the ability to set it up with a couple other bags to make it my own was fantastic. I love that whole setup. It works real good. So inside there, I have another, I believe it's a Tad Gear small bag, very similar to my mil-spec that I'll talk about later, that just has little gadgets in it. You know what I'm talking about?
That's not... I thought that was a Prometheus
bag. Okay, maybe it is Prometheus. It might be about 5x5.
They call that something. Zips it's completely like a little open. Organizer.
Yeah, a little organizer. Well, that's where I keep all my batteries and my phone charger and my earbuds and just things like that. It's just super handy.
Yeah, very cool little bag, for sure.
So that attaché
there we
case.
Go. You got
Man,
it.
You got to give me a simpler word. Hill People did a great job on that bag, and I mean, it goes everywhere. It's already dirty. I've had it for a year. Yeah. I've had it well over a year now because I've got it in Hendersonville that time. But it's still, like, that is a great bag, my favorite bag right now. So that's what I'm carrying every day. So now beyond that, I got a list of bags I'm going to go over. Who wants to go with, let's see, do you have, instead, like something, like even if I was going camping, this would go in the Jeep, but then I would probably have different bags from there. Who wants to start on with maybe something that you would either camp or go in the woods with,
beyond
your everyday carry?
I tend to favor the Tara Mara from Hill People Gear for stuff. If I'm just messing around in the woods, I go with their kit bag up front. Yeah. But anything more than a day hike, it's the Umlindi for me.
Now, a big part of why we all like the Hill People Gear products is they're really like just so darn comfortable. They have a harness system for their backpacks that's a little bit different. They call it a yoke than almost any other backpack I've really ever seen. And, it just, like, every once in a while I'll have back problems. Mike, I know you have back issues sometimes. This bag, any of them that I've tried so far, and I've had quite a few of them, they just don't hurt my back at all.
They are by far the most comfortable backpack I've ever worn.
And, I mean, even, like, for load-bearing backpacks or, like, weekend backpacks for hiking or long range, it's still, they're even more comfortable.
And I've had probably close to 100 different backpacks over the years that, were designed to carry almost 10,000 liters of stuff. And these are still way more comfortable.
I still like my Kelty every once in a while for, like, long-range woods stuff. But, it's hard to beat the Hill People stuff.
Oh, and I'm Lindy with a Prairie Belt's pretty tough to beat.
Yep, I love that setup, too.
So... Wait a minute, where are we at? We're on going in the woods.
Bag in the woods.
Well, Mikey went, he said he would carry his Umlindi as a backpack, right? And your Terramara for little stuff?
Yep.
Okay. And then anything else about your woods carry?
I was a huge low alpine fan for a lot of years.
I actually have a comfortable low alpine pack.
And I've owned probably 20 or 30 of theirs, and I still have some today that I haven't, just can't bring myself to get rid of. But the Hill People Gear stuff right now is just tough to beat. And with the ability to stack the Umlindi and the Tar and the Attaché and even the kit bag, I mean, it's a huge modular system that you can make it as big or as little as you want.
The only like real downside I've ever seen to them so far is they're heavy. Like, the bags are heavy in their own right, but
all backpacks are heavy, though.
I need a little more durable product than some of the stuff on the market. So
I think one of the problems with any bag, and it doesn't matter what size it is, because of, like, the way we are, we tend to pack them to their max. Like, really push the limit of each bag. And it wouldn't matter. I could take that same stuff and get a bigger bag. I would just put more stuff in it because then I'd say I got room. So it's like all my stuff is pretty much kind of on the top edge of that. Like if you look at my recovery gear bag, you got to sit on it to close it kind of thing because it's like, well, I could fit one more this in there.
No, you can't.
I know. Yeah. You can't, but yeah, I mean, that's the way we kind of look at it.
I agree with Sam.
All right, Nick, what do you like? What changes for you like on a woods day?
For most of the day hikes, I really like my centerline system stuff. Mark Lane does a fantastic job. So if I just want like my canteen and like just one, two little, you know, my little essentials kits, that goes in there and I hike with that. If it's going to be a longer hike and I'm, you know, going to be cooking lunch or whatever somewhere, I'll generally throw everything in my Tara, or I have a Connor from Hill People Gear, which is another fantastic bag. And that's actually the bag I use in the summer for my like daily driver setup. But yeah, one of those three usually sees me through. And just like Mike, I also use my kit bag quite often, and that's like a fanny pack for your chest. So if you haven't checked that out, I highly recommend it.
Is it called is it a kit bag? Is
that they, what it's called? That's the broad so term those are for the those
kit bags.
Okay.
And then there's different my versions turn, of the kit bag. About
it. Yeah.
I call it a chest rig, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fine, too, yeah.
Good deal. Sammy, what do you got for woods time?
Please tell me leather fanny pack.
I don't have a bag for woods time.
Oh, he has a Toyota Tacoma.
I don't spend a whole lot of time away from my truck in the woods. I'm always within distance of getting to it.
That's fine. You're not in, you know, it's like you carry your stuff in the truck or in your day bag.
I do have a truck bag that is in whatever truck I am driving at the time. It's a VanQuest.
VanQuest, yeah.
It's got a bunch of stuff in it. Spare change of clothes, a couple different knives, some emergency rations I hope I never have to eat. Some water that sometimes I remember to rotate in and out. Flashlights, just emergency things I keep in that bag.
Right.
Do you have your collapsible traffic cone in there?
No, I don't know where that went.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I purposely got rid of it or if I accidentally lost it somewhere, but I could strap that to the front of something.
Yeah. So one Christmas in the company gift exchange, Sam got a collapsible traffic cone that lights up.
Because at the time I was driving a Land Rover.
And it was always broke down.
And Scott felt that I needed a traffic cone for when I was sitting on the side of the road waiting on the tow truck.
All right.
I got a full-size non-collapsible one, so we're good.
That's right. Mike goes big or goes home.
We're going to put that on the hood where your spare tire should go. All
right. Good deal.
It's just going to be on a fold-up arm like a stop sign on the school bus.
Oh, fancy, spancy. That's custom for sure.
Well, hey, guys, just a reminder, if you're liking The Shack, make sure that you go over and give us a 5-star rating over at iTunes, and then tell your friends, let them see what's going on. You can follow us at LT Wright Knives on Facebook. And if you have any questions or if you have a show suggestion moving down the road, like what you want to see, because we have a lot of stuff going on that we're going to bring to you, but if there's something that you want us to talk about that we haven't covered yet, info@ltwrightknives.com. Aaron will send it on to us, and we'll get that ready to go. But just we're glad you're here listening to us, and we're going to continue on now with some bag stuff. So here comes back to me. Now, if I am going in the woods, if we're going to go do a camping thing, I have a couple different setups. Matara Mara, I basically have that set up as a kitchen.
That's your self-eating bag.
Yeah. I keep my food in it for a lot of stuff. Well, food in the sense that my jet boil, extra gas, my utensils, you know, to eat with. And then probably I would, because it's a jet boil, that's where I would keep the coffee and maybe the oatmeal and things like that inside that. So that is basically what I use that bag for. That way I know where my jet boil and all my cooking, and again, when I say cooking, I'm not talking big setup. This is just for me in a hammock.
It's your water heating bag.
Yeah, it's my water heating bag. That's a good way to put it. And it fits those things really well. And depending on, you know, I can get enough coffee bags and tea bags or whatever and some, because I'm big on instant oatmeal when we go camping because it's stupid easy and I like it. So I'll fill that whole bag up with that. So that covers those things. If I'm doing a walkabout, we're out messing around, chest rig. Chest rig will hold my Glock. It'll hold my Ruger Vaquero. I can get some spare bullets in it. I don't do much more with my chest rig other than gun carry, honestly. And basically, when I'm doing some hiking, because it's more comfortable than wearing my EDC gun rig for myself. So that's kind of like my chest rig is pretty much one thing specific for me. Same with the Terramar. It's one thing specific. Now, both of those bags, believe it or not, are made by Hill People Gear. Again, I love their stuff. So that kind of covers my wood stuff. I do have a low alpine bag for hiking, but man, I'm just not a real big hiking guy because we're not that far from the trucks a lot of time, which is that's just the way we like to do it. It's, you know, there's nothing wrong with going on a backpacking trip or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just not, I don't do that much. But however, if we're going to do a long trip, I would have no problem and have many a time used my low alpine to pack all my stuff in. Mm-hmm. Like when we did a winter trip in Maine, I had my spare felts for the inside of my boots, you know, spare socks and all those other things, and my sleeping bag and all, whatever. You know, when you're just packing everything in one bag, that low alpine was great. I'm just not a big hiker, so I don't really have a backpack set up for hiking. More just like what I'm saying, I have my chest rig for this, my Terramar is carrying my food items. The other bag that I use 100% of the time when I go camping is my haversack from The Hidden Woodsman. Malcolm makes a great bag. Mm-hmm. I have multiple setups. I actually have one of his bags that I have set up to carry all my guitar gear over to jam night. It's a beautiful size, and I have all my cords, my picks, my spare strings, a few tubes. So I use it in a different aspect. But when I go camping with it, I use that haversack is my food bag for the whole weekend. It'll have the apples, the bananas, anything that doesn't have to be cold, wraps, you know, that goes in that bag proper. And I use that haversack for that. And that, again, that's pretty much a one-use bag. I don't carry that too much. It's a great carry bag, but I just don't carry it in the woods, like gathering up stuff or anything like that, because it's use specific. And I know of two of those right now. Like I said, one set up for all my guitar gear and one set up all for my food for when we go camping and stuff.
Lola uses one as a purse on the weekends.
Yeah, they're a great bag.
Yeah, they're a fantastic bag.
Actually, I have a third one that I use, you know, for just bebopping about a little bit when I just have to carry a few things here and there. And Elaine likes it as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually deploying three Hidden Woodsman haversacks and different things that I use right now. So I just realized that I had three of them. That's kind of cool. So that's kind of my setup for there. Now, do any of you guys have something for around the house when you get home or anything? Because
I usually go in, drop all of my stuff in the basement, and that's the last.
Don't look at it again until tomorrow.
But the only thing that makes it upstairs is my phone. Everything else stays downstairs.
This is funny because my house has a basement and then two stories. Mm-hmm. Well, the bedroom's on the third story. Well, in the morning when you get dressed, I have all my clothes and my work clothes are in the basement. So I generally have to go from one floor to the next. Well, I don't like, I keep my gun with me at all times. And if I'm wearing a pair of shorts in the summertime or sweatpants, it's hard to wear it on your hip. So I have a house bag. And I started carrying that around the house a few years ago when I started looking at some of these home invasions where people were just kicking the door in, and before you could react to it, they were on top of the people or things. And it's just one of those things. I like to be prepared for everything. So I do have a mil-spec monkey house bag, which is large enough to put my pistol. I have a pocket constitution in there because I think it's good.
Because when they break into the house, you can slap them.
No, because if I'm going to go down on a trainer and ride my bike,
carry it around with them.
I mean, I have a set of earbuds, a set of reading glasses, an ink pen, just some of the essentials just to walk them back and forth the house. And the cool part is because when you get home and if you have shorts on, maybe you don't have any pockets, my iPhone goes in the front pocket. So I carry my phone and my pistol, you know, in my bag at home. So I actually have a home bag, and the main reason was when those home invasions got real popular, and I was watching some footage from videos how quickly it happened. There would be no way for me to get from one place to the other, especially if I'm on two different floors. So I just solved that problem, and I have a bag that I carry around. And actually, that bag was gifted to me two Christmases ago by Bull, my buddy Chris Wisdom, and I have used it since that way ever since. So you guys don't have anything set up like that?
Not exactly like that, no. I too carry my gun all the time at home, too. But generally, I have my work gun, and that stays with my... Like, I have a set of drawers for work stuff, and then my .357 goes in my pocket when I get home. And that's a nice light gun, so it doesn't matter even if I'm wearing like shorts or whatever.
Right.
But I've thought about that because we've talked about that little bag that you run like that before, and I thought it was such a great idea. I looked around, and Maxpedition actually makes a product that would fit the bill pretty good too. I forget what it's called.
Oh yeah, they got a lot of good size stuff.
But yeah,
right on. It's just something, and I don't want everybody in the world to think I'm super paranoid, but I am just a prepared person to the best of my ability. You know, if you can be, I try to keep that mindset. And again, it's more about protecting Elaine than it is for myself. I want to put myself in a position that she never ends up getting hurt. And, you know, some of this stuff that may happen in life, I just want to make sure that I'm prepared for it. Plus, this also makes sure I carry my reading glasses and my phone. So it's one of those no mess up bags for me. You know what I mean? It's like if I just grab that and I go downstairs to the basement to mess around and doing stuff, I got it with me and I got my phone. Because otherwise, if I have sweatpants or a pair of shorts and you don't have pockets, I mean, my phone could be on the third floor. And if my parents are calling with an emergency or her parents or something, you know, you just want to be prepared. So I kind of think of it that way. So that's where I'm at for like a house bag. Anybody else have something set up similar to that? No?
No.
Why do you look at me like I'm crazy?
Exactly like that, no.
You got that look on. You're like, what are you doing?
He kind of always looks at everyone that way.
He's also of a different generation.
I agree.
The iWatch generation where it's constant on his wrist, so yeah. He doesn't need his phone right there.
Oh, but it is.
I know, but it's... I mean, you're always looking at your watch to see what your phone's doing. You're not bringing your phone out all the time. Like,
I guess another big reason, though, is when you get home and you take your work stuff off. Again, I'm carrying 5 pounds every day. I don't want to put something back on me. So
I like having my stuff with me.
That's why the bag.
Oh, yeah,
because
sure.
I'm just saying, like, on my person. I don't... You want to kind of lighten up your home, you know, let your hair down kind of thing. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I like it. Works for me.
I'm of the different opinion. Like, when I'm home, I'm done. Like,
you're,
I'm off duty.
Well, so. Okay. I am off duty, too. However, I still, I don't know. All right, we'll move on. I know what I mean.
It's just a difference of opinion, that's all.
Right. No.
I don't see fault in your plan, and honestly, I think Laura could have a bag that she carries around the house because she's got her glasses and she's got her water and her phone.
Yeah.
And she's always like, hey, can you carry all this? Because I have
there
too
you go.
Much
now,
stuff.
See, so. If it, Christmas was coming up, you'd have the perfect gift idea.
No. That's, Nick that'd will be find as bad as buying a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, I was about to say, I had the idea. You just need a dump pouch, basically, to go with you.
There you go.
And then whenever she says, hey, can you carry this? You just whoosh, and there you go.
I know. Well, you guys have seen my range bag. If you ever saw my range bag set up, it's virtually my attaché case, but bigger. Mm-hmm. And it has more guns and more bullets and more knives in it, and more flashlights.
That brings up an interesting point. What bag do you take to the range?
I have a 511, I don't know the name of it.
Range bag.
Is it just a range bag?
I think
it has
a
water
all
bottle.
Have this bag.
Yeah, I bought them for you guys. We were one
Christmas gift
when
you
are fantastic.
I love that
bags.
Thing.
I think it's the 43-liter one because I hurried up and jumped on their website. It is a great range bag. So if you're a guy that likes to go to the range, this thing will hold all your ammo. I know I've gotten at least 4 handguns in it before.
Oh, yeah.
Eyes, ears, my logbooks, my cleaning kit, the works. And it's got a water bottle sleeve, too.
Yeah, it's got the water bottle.
Team that up with a couple of the Maxpedition soft-sided pistol cases.
There you go.
It's an excellent
combination. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I like this bag so much, I went out and bought the matching rifle bag that goes with this.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh, it is pretty sweet.
I'm thinking I might have to upgrade now.
Yeah.
You know, I just took the concealed carry class last weekend.
Right.
And I was the only one who showed up to the range with a bag that had all their stuff in it, neatly organized.
Wow.
Everybody else just showed up with their gun case and pair ear protection.
I'm proud of you, Sam.
And glasses, and I whipped out this bag with all my stuff in it, extra glasses and stuff in it. Nobody else there. It was just me.
Well, you've gone shooting with me. You know I've had extra glasses for you and ears. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you always have at least one set for somebody because you never know. You know, and I think I probably have earplugs and everything else. I'm not super organized. I don't want this to sound like I am because I'm not. I really am not.
You just have a lot of bags to put your stuff in.
I just have a lot of bags to put stuff in.
He treats bags like laundry baskets.
You know what?
And just something to put things in.
I don't even throw things away. I have, at home, I have bags like when you would get a jigsaw or something, you know how, or routers. And there's those little bags that come with it. And we repurpose them. They go to my house and I carry stuff in them. Mm-hmm. Like, I have dies and empty brass in a bag, you know? And then I have a couple bags, my grab-and-go bag set up with ammo.
And then when your tent goes bad, you cut it up and make more bags out of it.
Cut it up and make more bags.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I thought that was awesome.
I totally have a pile of tool bags next to all my tools in the basement. And if I'm doing a particular project, I get a bag. I put all the tools I think I need in it. I take it to where I'm going. And then when I go back, I put all the tools back. And then I also have like a bag with plumbing stuff in it, a bag with electrical stuff in
it. It's too easy.
Yeah.
I see a lot more tool bags than toolboxes now. Like, you know, you used to see the Craftsman toolbox everywhere you went.
And wow.
Like
everybody's got those pack out boxes now. Yeah. That's the rage.
So, like, now it's either those modular boxes or those, or, you know, whatever.
I'm still leaning toward the bag, even though for tools. Because, and we're going to go on to talk about Blue Ridge here in a minute because they make some awesome stuff. Mm-hmm. But even like the other day, we were going down and going to do some wheeling. I got my battery operated at Sawzall because Andy was like, hey, man, let's bring that along. Mike could use it to do some lemon instead of a chainsaw, mm-hmm. you know. I was like, yeah, good idea. Well, I didn't have nothing to carry it in. I found an old computer bag that, you know, that one of those little bit bigger ones. Beautiful. Battery operated Sawzall, spare battery, charger. Right in it, and now I can throw that in and out of the Jeep anytime I want. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Silly thing. That's what I mean. I don't get rid of anything.
Mm-hmm. I have recently made the change to where I have all my battery-powered tools in a Pelican case.
See, now we could do a whole other thing on Pelican cases.
Well, just in tools in general, but yeah.
I know. Yeah, because I got
like
Pelican
I'm a
cases.
Big fan of the Blue Ridge Overland Gear tool bags and the tool rolls specifically, but I found that if they were in the back of my truck, they would still get wet. So then I wanted something to put them in that was a little bit more water resistant.
Oh, there you go. So, well, I mean, you're just overlooking that. So that kind of takes care of what we carry every day, what we would carry at camp, what we would carry at home if you guys did carry. Something at the house, and what we were kind of doing going to the range. I have, like, we can get into rifles later, but I have a couple rifle bags. I honestly don't know what brand they are off the top of my head. So now, how is your truck set up? Do we have multiple bags in the trucks?
It's Blue Ridge, right, Overland Gear, everything.
This is Sam's.
So we're going to put a plug out. We've talked about Hill People Gear, who we love. We talked about Hidden Woodsman, Malcolm stuff. Awesome, killer. Love it. Now we're going to go on to Blue Ridge Overland Gear because we have tons of their stuff.
If you
love
ever need
bags,
to see anything
Matt
that
rocks.
They have, just come find me in my truck, and I'll be glad to show
there.
You.
You want to just lead off with some of the stuff you've got then?
Nick's got the website up. Just go down the list. I probably got it.
He even has the Cheetos bag.
I do have the Cheetos bag.
Which they only
awesome.
Made, what,
did
like
you get the glove
those,
dispenser
right?
yet?
I didn't, but okay. I'm probably going to get that. Just why not?
He's going to get me one of these drawstring treasure bags,
too. They just
too.
Came out with that.
I saw that. I just saw that.
I want
Was
that.
It like yesterday's video or something? I mean, seriously, I just
saw that. I guess
I'm
going to have
that.
To put in a Blue Ridge
I'm
order.
I'm not going
to
lie. I'm tempted to just go ahead and order this, but Sam's always down there visiting with them, and he picks up my stuff for me.
I might be down there next month.
Okay, then I'll just wait.
There you go.
Maybe.
All right, so let's talk about some of their gear bags, because you can really outfit your truck with bags. I mean, and we have.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you lead off, Sammy? You probably have one of everything.
Probably. I actually have two of the tool bags. So I like the bags so much that I did a little more organizing with my tools and put them in two. I have a small tool roll, so I carry a lot of tools.
Those
and I used
so
to drive
handy.
A Land Rover and a rusty old Jeep. I have the Cheez-It bag, as you mentioned.
That was really designed to carry a box of Cheez-Its.
Designed to hold a box of Cheez-Its.
Yeah. So you can look that up. That's a real thing.
They only made a certain amount of them. And if you're traveling by yourself and you've got something on the dash to hook that other strap to, you can put those Cheez-Its in the perfect location to just reach over and grab them.
Oh, nice. I have. I like Cheez-Its. I gotta
they,
do
they hold Cheez-Its. Anything Cheez-Its in a box.
Cheez-Its are pretty delicious.
It could be Captain Crunch for all that matters.
Yeah, he's got a point there.
Cheez-Its on the road are just...
Cheez-Its are pretty excellent, though.
I have a Velcro Molly headrest panel.
Those are nice.
One has a first aid kit on the back that Nick built for me. The other one, I keep straps for the kayak.
Oh, on the back of your headrest.
Yep.
Ah,
it's also a great place to store a headlamp.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, anything that's really, like, you want right away can go up there nicely.
And you have the Molly seatback organizers.
The Molly seatback panels. Those also have a couple small Velcro pouches on them with some miscellaneous stuff. I've got a machete strap back there, a fire extinguisher in their fire extinguisher pouch. There's a knife back there. Can't think of what else is back there. I only have stuff on one.
Do you have a fire
right
extinguisher
now.
One or pouch in there? One
yes.
of those fire extinguisher
I do.
Pouches?
Yeah.
Yeah, we both have one.
Nice.
Yeah,
I got
one.
Did you get the tray, taco tray?
I didn't because it doesn't work in the second gen Tacoma, but I have the three pouches from the taco tray in my center console.
Okay. Just and then you have the attic that you run
got
sometimes.
The attic. I keep a bigger first aid kit there, also a Blue Ridge bag. And I have the visor panels.
Yeah.
Both of those. One keeps the insurance registration in it, and the other one keeps
that's what I do too.
Business cards and stickers.
Yeah.
And then,
do you have stuff behind your rear seat, like on that carpeted area? Do you have them stuck there?
Behind the rear seat. There's cubbies back there from factory.
Okay.
That's where I keep the two tool bags. I was wrong. I have three tool bags because one of them is an electrical bag.
Right.
And that is either in my truck or in Bubby's Jeep, depending on... who has it at the start, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we talked about the G2G bag that I carry. I'm sure there's more, but so I have two other vehicles I have stuff in.
Those travel cube things they came out
yeah,
at Expo
I have,
last year.
Those I have four
those.
Of those.
Yeah.
No, the like the big hard side of them?
Oh, no, I don't have that. I have
their mesh packing cubes. Which
I have four
have
of those. Those are fantastic.
Yes, those are great.
And if you are patient enough to roll your clothing, you can fit so many sets of clothes in there. Mm-hmm. I can pack for 4 days at a show in two of those bags.
Yeah. And their bathroom bags are really nice, too.
I bought one of those from my dad, the, what
beard
do they call
tamer?
It? The beard tamer
yeah.
bag.
Yeah.
He actually keeps some leather projects in there.
Nice.
We have a wrench roll.
Mm-hmm.
I gave that to him. My mother has a G2G bag. She's got a first aid kit in the car, headrest. But I've got everything. I've got it all.
And it's all good stuff. I don't think I've ever seen a bad product from them. And I absolutely adore their first aid kits. They're the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I have the setup. I have the first one that I have, the Blue Ridge grab handle bag for the Jeep,
mm-hmm.
which is handy. I put the winch controller in there, D-cell mag light, flashlight.
Why is it that you keep the winch controller in there now?
Because I got pinned against a tree when I used to keep it in my tailgate bag and had to crawl. The Jeep was up on, it was on an incline,
and the back door was up against
the
tree.
I couldn't climb the hill, and I slid down against the back of into a tree, could not open the tailgate, had to climb up in the air to get into the Jeep, and then climb through the Jeep to get into the bag that was on the tailgate. So now the winch controller rides right up there in the front. So for all you guys, it goes, well, if you just don't get hung up, you know what? We have some slick mud. And anyway.
You also used to keep your recovery gear on the roof till that.
Yeah, then, no, that worked. That was when I kept it locked and it was frozen and I had to beat it off of there.
Scott's failed even though it wasn't locked.
But mine was always good when it wasn't unlocked. But I've since took the rack off. But anyway, on the bags, I have the grab bag that I like a lot. And then on my headrest, I have the headrest, what do you call it?
Velcro headrest panel, I think.
And then we have two small bags. One's the first aid and one's the blowout. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have them both set up that way so I can get to them quickly. On the other headrest is where I carry the fire extinguisher. And then I also have their attic, which is great because I can throw my raincoats, extra wool blanket. I've even put a pair of rubber boots up there once just to get them out of the way. That is a fantastic, not really a bag, but man, does it work really well. It's a place to put stuff, so it's kind of like a bag, I guess. And then their old fluid bags, I've repurposed that for my quick grab recovery gear. So I have the snatch strap. What else do I have in there? Probably some soft shackles. And I'm sure another strap was.
I forgot about the fluid bag. I have one of those too.
Oh, yeah, I got one of them.
And they have that big bag that mounts on the or hangs off of the headrest.
I don't know.
It's like a headrest storage bag.
Okay, yeah.
I have one of those. And then I have the trash bag that hangs off the headrest.
Oh, right. And then I have the tool rolls in my rear drawers in the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the tool rolls set up like that.
You went with two tool rolls instead of the bags, and I went with the bags.
Yeah, I went with the two tool rolls, and it works out good. Bags are handy for everything. It's just it's a great way to organize stuff. I think what is the cool part about you have the catch-22 from, like, hard Pelican cases to bags, which I use both, and it depends on what we're doing with them. Bags, you can get into nooks and crannies a lot easier than you can a square hard case, I think, is the advantage why I like some bags over that. You know, you have your square hard case maybe with all your main stuff, and then you build your bag system around that. And that's kind of what I've done with my stuff for the Jeep, for sure.
Yeah, I have a definite Pelican system lean. So everything that I have kind of goes in Pelican cases. They all stack together, but then I have a ton of bags inside the Pelican cases that I pull out as needed for things.
Yeah. So that works out. Do you got any bags in your Jeep?
I do. I run the Blue Ridge IFAC bag that I've customized out on one of the headrests. I also have those back panel or back seat organizers. So there's all kinds of odds and ends in there. I actually do have a bug out bag built into one of the bags that mounts onto there. So it's like a small duffel bag. And it's just got all kinds of emergency essentials and road stuff and all that in there. I have the fluid bag in my Jeep. And what else?
Now, do you actually keep fluid stuff in it?
I do. I have, all kinds of different
stuff. See, I repurposed mine. I've never actually carried fluids in it.
It is really nice because one time I noticed one bottle was leaking and it hadn't gone anywhere.
Nice.
The bag had contained it all. So that was very nice. I feel like I have something else of theirs, and I can't think of it off the top of my head.
The visor.
Oh, yeah. The visor. Oh, man. Pans. I love those visor organizers. Those are just fantastic because you never have to fish around for anything. Like, you can always get your license, registration, you know, pen. I always keep some pens up there and stuff. Easy, quick. It never gets lost. So
I have one of those, too. They have a Velcro pouch for your pen. that Velcros on anything. I've got about three of those.
You gave that away to somebody.
No, I got one for myself, my mother, and my father.
There you go. Geez.
Mikey, did you have any other bags in your truck?
Truck bags are pretty much... I have a bunch of the smaller Blue Ridge zipper bags that they made before.
Oh, yeah, with the clear... Or the,
yeah, the clear front and the black sides.
Well, we keep the tools in, right?
Yeah, but they make smaller... They used to make smaller ones. And I have a bunch of those in my like center console and stuff like that with things in it. And then most of the stuff that I have is in the bed, Pelican case, and then there's bags inside there. I actually have a bunch of the Hidden Woodsman possible pouches that kind of all stack nicely, and they actually fit really nicely in the Tara too. Like three of those fits perfectly in there. So nice. I keep a lot of stuff in there in the bed of the truck.
I forgot to talk about earlier, like when we do fly, because we have to travel sometimes, there is only one bag for me, and it's the Umlendi. Mm-hmm. Period. Hands down.
I survived
a week in Las Vegas out of that Umlendi because I didn't like checking bags or nothing. Mm-hmm. And the one that we had to make for the Pout House, and if you're not a member of the Pout House, you guys need to go to a website and check it out because the Pout House is an awesome place to be. We talk about knives and trucks and all kinds of cool stuff in there. So don't forget to become a member of the Pout House. But anyway, we had a special Umlendi made. The Hill people made us, 25 bags or something?
32.
32 bags. Has Velcro in the lid, and I love that because you can open that, and then you have on the inside one of the Blue Ridge bags Velcro to it with all my toiletries and earbuds, so that when you're flying, you just quickly can get to that stuff. I love my Umlendi. Now, I've taken all of the straps but the backpack part off because I solely use that particular one just for flying. So that's where there's nothing hanging up and getting caught on stuff.
I did that too until I realized. You can attach the attaché to the back of it, but you need the straps to do
it. I didn't know that was... Yeah, but man, that makes it awful big then.
It's really not too bad.
Yeah, I might have to look into it. I didn't know that was an option either.
Yeah, because I did that when I went to Portland last time. I had my attaché.
Yeah, but you still could use it for a carry-on. It didn't get too big?
Nope.
Because, see, I just take my iPad and stuff and shove it down the Umlendi. Yeah. It is so nice to be able to stuff that from the top. Wow.
Well, the nice thing about it is once you get there, you just unhook the attaché and you go to the show every day. You don't have to use your luggage as bag.
I see what you're saying. Taking that second bag actually to just pare down from the trip to what your essentials to run about.
You know, LT, if you like the Umlendi, you're going to be excited about this. They're actually going to be making a new top loader that's going to be a little bit smaller, more of an EDC kind of bag. So sort of in the Tara size range, but all top loader with, canteen pockets and, I want to say like a bungee system across the back. So you could like stick your coat and stuff on there.
Oh, I like that because I actually stick my coat in my Umlendi in the handle strap, you know, when you're carrying it, that's where I've been running my coat now. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, there's so much. I mean, there's so many cool bags out there. Because anytime I look on the internet, I'm looking for new bags and stuff all the time. And there's so many cool ideas out there. And just touching on the people that we talked about today, Blue Ridge, what fantastic gear does Matt and his gang make? They're phenomenal.
I really want to try one of their new backpacks.
Yeah, their backpacks.
I was thinking about going from the VanQuest and. Transferring over to one of their new backpacks.
I really like that. What is it? The Rainier, where it's like the backpack that opens all the way out.
Yeah, and it's got six Velcro pouches in it.
Yeah, inside.
That would be really great as like an in-the-cargo bag or...
It'd be a massive first aid kit, too.
You could set up a really nice, you know, first aid kit there.
So, I mean, I really love Blue Ridge stuff. Malcolm, Hidden Woodsman stuff, come on, guys. I mean, it's simple. It's usable, it's workable, it's functionable. He even puts like the high-vis color on the inside so you can see what you're grabbing at inside. I love those ideas.
The thing I like about Malcolm is he is such a fan of the history of bags. Mm-hmm. And he just studies, you know, former old troop bags, old rucksacks, things like that.
He came out with something that was historical like that. He calls it the Eisenhower, I think. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty cool bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was cool. And then Hill People Gear. I mean, gosh, man, they make some cool stuff. I just love I have multiple pieces from those three companies. Now, there are tons of other companies, and we talked about a few, but there's still a lot of companies out there that are making stuff that I haven't even tried yet. Mystery Ranch has intrigued me. Have you seen some of their stuff?
They make excellent hunting stuff. Yeah. So if you're interested in that.
So like a hunting side of things, I was really digging some of their stuff. Now, I don't own any, but I was looking hard at a couple of their pieces.
Yeah.
So,
what's that other company too? Elk Release Stock or something?
It's odd to pronounce it, but it's like Eberl Stock.
I think I know what you're talking about.
If you're familiar with the Man Spot on Instagram and every other social media platform, you'll know the product we're talking about because he really likes them and uses their stuff a lot.
Nice. That's what I mean. There is something out there for you. Okay, hopefully today's show gave you an idea of, hey, what can I do with some of these bags? You may have bags around your house that just need repurposed. Like I said, the old router bags, I have repurposed them to carry something, you know, at some point, or just to store something in. You know, taking an old computer bag, turn it into my battery-operated Sawzall carrier. So when you're looking at your bags, think about what you can do for repurposing. Like I use Materamara just to carry my, what do you call it, boiling water kit.
Hot water bag.
Hot water bag. But it's great because it holds all the pieces that I want to carry with that. It is a great way to get from place to place. When you got to load the Jeep up or the truck, you're going out and doing something. I have these pretty much come home, clean up all my gear, and they go back in that bag. So then, because I know how I am on organization, I stink at it, I would spend half of my getting ready time looking for the piece that I'm trying to get ready. Because I do that all the time, you know, put it somewhere it doesn't belong. But with a bag system, over the years, I got in the habit of putting the stuff back into bags, and then I knew where it was all the time. So that kind of worked for me. You guys got any other things you want to throw out there about bags just in general?
Don't be afraid to use bags in bags.
Oh, you know what else I forgot just for a second? And on my rifle, on my hunting rifle, I actually have a butt bag, you know, that goes on the butt.
Yeah.
That carries.
I've seen those.
And inside I keep a bandana or a handkerchief, spare bullets, a lighter, a fire steel. I'd have to look in there now because I can't remember what all I had in that.
You know, Hill People Game makes a stock bag like that.
Do they make a stock bag? Well, I've had this one for years. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have even a bag on my rifle that I like quite a bit. So, yeah, I guess I am bad into the bags.
Yeah. He's just now deciding he has a problem.
You know, it's funny. It wasn't a problem until we started talking about him today on the show because I was like, I didn't realize how many bags I had. And
well, you know, don't you have a giant bag at home that you store all your unused bags
in? Hey, I do
that
too. I do.
I do.
Ditto. Military.
See, I don't have that problem. If I don't use the bag, I don't keep it.
Oh my gosh. How do you think I could outfit you with enough bags? I have spare bags.
I got.
You know what I even keep? Is my, you know how when you get those lawn chairs, those long skinny bags?
There you go.
I have repurposed one of those and it carries my wife's sleeping bag.
There you go.
Because it works. I know it's silly, but doggone, it was a pretty good bag. And I was like, oh, it's got a shoulder strap and everything.
That'd be really good for like a sleeping mat or, you know, like a closed cell phone pad or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I mean. So I repurposed one of our chair bags.
You probably fit the.
Here's the
pad
thing.
And the bag in there.
Oh, I never put our chairs back in them bags anyway after the first one or two times.
Does anyone?
I do.
I do.
Do you really?
I
do.
Yeah.
It has to have a bag for me. I won't buy a chair without a bag.
Just had a strap, to be honest.
And I won't, like, you guys use those GCI rocking chairs.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
They have to go in a tube. I can't have.
Well, the new one breaks down smaller.
I got one of those. And it's awesome, but I couldn't get the one that just folds in flat.
Doesn't bother me because then I can tuck it anywhere in the bed of the truck, on top of the fridge or underneath a bunch of stuff.
Can't do
See, I actually like the smallest possible chair.
I don't like to have to roll off to
The
ground.
Again,
and stand
I'm
up.
Not backpacking, so to throw that camp rocker in there is not a big deal to me.
Yeah. I can't have a chair that you need to put tennis balls on the bottom so you don't sink into the ground.
Kafaru, for a long time, you know, we mentioned them a minute ago. They used to make a chair, and what it was like a piece of fabric and two legs, and you crossed the two legs, and you sat in such a way where they sort of propped your back up, and you were on this waterproof fabric. It was a great idea. Right on the ground. I loved it.
See, I'm not going back. I'm not going camping to live light.
I loved those.
I'm going camping to enjoy it and be comfortable, so I'm taking my rocker when I can.
I'm camping out of my truck, so the rocker goes all the
time. If any of you guys want to take me backpacking, somebody's got to carry the rocker. I'm just saying. I'm 55 now. It's easier. Well, guys, we have been here, and we've talked your ear off about bags. We hope you had a really good time, got some ideas, and maybe you think we're crazy for having so many bags, but we kind of like it. Please remember to like us, give us a review over on iTunes, subscribe to the podcast. That way you know when the next ones are coming out. We'll have another show for you probably next month. If you have any questions or show ideas, you can hit us at info@ltwrightknives.com. But other than that, the show's been brought to you by LTWK, and we thank you for listening. One more episode of The Shack in the bag, guys.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, really it's a bag joke.
All right, we'll see you. God bless you. Someone to tell her.